Three brothers from Boone County created what is now the Lloyd Library and Museum, an outstanding library dedicated to botany, medicine, art, and history. During the holiday season, you can see some of its most prized objects, and I'm pleased to welcome the Lloyd's Executive Director, Patricia Van Schaik. Welcome.
Thank you, Anne.
So many of our listeners may not even know about this treasure that's located on Plum Street. So could you please give us an overview?
Sure. The Lloyd Library, as you just mentioned, was founded by three brothers. They were pharmacists, and they actually created plant-based medicine. So they researched it and also manufactured it. But in doing so, they amassed this gigantic collection, which has gotten even bigger. In fact, we have about 250,000 items in our collection, and they now go back to the 1400s. They traveled the world. They founded the library, by the way, in the 1870s. So this is more than 100 years old. They traveled the world, scouring it for things that they could add. And it expanded well beyond plant-based medicine to include nature, basically anything about plants.
And how long has it been in its present location? And tell us where that is.
So the location is at the corner of Court and Plum, 917 Plum Street. It's actually been on the corner of Court and Plum for more than 100 years. It's had a couple of different buildings all on that same corner. That particular building has been there since 1970.
Now, some of the treasures that are on exhibition, we were talking a little bit earlier about this. Give us an idea, because there's some really amazing items.
That's absolutely true. And the Lloyd Library is a very special place because there are things that we get visitors from all over the world to use and explore. And many of the books are very beautiful as well. They're not just medical textbooks, as you might imagine. One of the things is a work by botanist and a naturalist, Maria Sibylla Marion. She traveled to South America in the late 1600s. She researched the plants and insects there and did beautiful illustrations and recorded the history of these plants. For many of the plants, they were plants that were not even known to Europeans at the time. So we're very excited about that. It was published in the early 1700s. Again, beautiful illustrations, and very few libraries in the world have that. Another book that really falls into that category is a book called Flora Graeca. It's not quite as old as Marion's, but it's actually based on a work from 40 to 90 AD. There was a Greek pharmacist considered the father of pharmacy. Dioscorides was his name. And the authors of that book, John Sidthorpe and Ferdinand Bauer, actually traveled to Vienna in the early 1800s to look at the original woodcuts from this Greek pharmacist. And they used that as a guidebook to going to Greece and then exploring and creating their own botanical work that was medicinally based and beautiful, beautiful artwork. Took actually 35 years to complete this work, and they hired slews of artists. There were only 20 copies made. And an interesting fact is that by the time it was published, it was 10 volumes. Not a single person that worked on the book was still alive.
That's quite a posthumous record there, right, to leave. And you also have some items that had very famous owners.
Yeah. One of the things that we explore, obviously things like I just talked about, they're so obviously a treasure, but there's lots of different ways you can define what a treasure is. And one of the things is who owned it, the provenance of a book. A couple come to mind that'll be on display. One is a book about American trees by a French botanist that Thomas Jefferson considered one of the most important books. It was on one of our founders' wish lists for a very long time. He had book dealers around the world looking to see if it became available, and it finally did. He bought it, brought it back, and what was really exciting about it is when they opened the book up to catalog it, they found that it was not only one of these few rare editions, but actually was the artist and the author's personal copy, and out of it fell a letter from Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, my.
Commending him on the book, but mostly talking about what Jefferson was doing here in the States with regard to agriculture. Another book that was fun, the book plate shows that Harry Houdini owned it. And not surprising, the title of it is The Occult Family Physician.
But you also have a first edition of The Origin of Species.
We absolutely do. And I think that goes without any introduction. One of the things that I do want to talk about is about some of these books taking 30, 40 years to produce. And that's the method of how these books were produced. They actually were paid for on a subscription series. So someone would buy a subscription and they might get a plate at a time, or they may get a plate, meaning a page at a time, or they may get them all delivered when the project was finally done. And that was the method that most people bought books, especially books of this nature and books of this cost at that particular time. And also, people may be familiar with the fact that Audubon did that as well.
Now, how does your collecting continue today? Because you mentioned that the collection continues to expand.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that you asked that, because people think, oh, it's a rare book library, it's a history collection, and it still continues through today. So obviously, we have a wish list as well. And if there are things that we see that we may want to purchase, but it's not just rare books at all. In fact, we subscribe to many periodicals that have all things to do with natural medicine, plants, gardening, and we also purchase new books every year. So we're a growing collection. And one of the things about the Treasures of the Lloyd, I mentioned the founders a couple times, but they were not the only ones that added to the collection. We've had more than 100 years of librarians and collectors for the library that are identifying things for us to buy and to offer to the public, which, by the way, we are free and open to the public. So you don't have to be a member to come and use the Lloyd Library or view our exhibitions.
And you have some special programs going on throughout the run of this exhibition.
We do. So this Friday is the opening of the exhibition. It's free and open to the public, and it runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. 2 days before the opening, on Wednesday and Thursday, we're having botanical wreath-making workshops, and people may even see a few things of the exhibit that is already on display. We also are going to have a holiday open house, which is on Saturday, December 21st, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So for people that can't make the opening, this is another opportunity for some festivities. We've done this before, and we found that we're gearing up to the holidays, and it's so hectic. The idea to just be able to pop into a library, have some hot chocolate, some cookies, and just sort of slow down and look at these beautiful books. It's also a great thing to bring the family to see and friends that may be visiting from out of town.
Well, I hate to say hidden treasure, but it really is, and I hope that many of our listeners will be able to participate in these wonderful activities. Thank you so much. Patricia Van Schaik is the Executive Director of the Lloyd Library and Museum. Treasures of the Lloyd runs December 6th through March the 21st. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Arenstein.